Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. We are here now. This will be airing the first week of February, February the 3rd, Monday the 3rd. And when this is airing, you and I and a big bunch of our leaders will be in Key West.
Sunny Florida. Hopefully sunny at that point.
And we that are in colder climates are looking forward to that, particularly in January, because January can be a little bit dreary. And so it's fun to be together. We talked last time a little bit about the sweet fellowship that we have, that when we get together, because we all have hearts to just follow God, and we are processing the beauty of that, that we just enjoy being together. And having that sweet fellowship because of our community. And we would encourage everybody to keep building your community. And our community, by the way, is always walking in the covenant. And the covenant is to be blessed to be a blessing. So we talk about, hey, what's God up to in your life? And are you discerning God's will and receiving God's will best and none better? And then how is he asking you to give that away? And we talk about that, and we discuss it, and we rejoice on hearing the great, fantastic supernatural stories, and then how that translates into other family members and friends and retreats and small groups. And, you know, it's really fun to realize we're right in the center of all that.
And we get to
do that together, which is a privilege. So we've been talking about God's will. We went through an example last week, all week, of step-by-step and going to truth, and what is that truth, and what do we learn about that truth based upon that truth now? And that helps us to take the next step. And then we take that next step and we find out more truth. Okay, now what? And we're going down a path. There are milestones because we have issues that need resolution. We have things that need to be completed. We have decisions to make to get to a point, like this developer had to get to the point of actually doing the development. That was a big milestone. He got there, but it wasn't the end. Because it's always, well, we're still on a path. And now that we're here, now how do you want us to play it? And a lot of times that's around specific things that happen that about the project or about the outcome of the project that we have to deal with day by day, week by week, month by month. And we don't leave it. We just say, okay, now what? And we talked about how beautiful that is. So one of the things that we want to understand is that God is committed to revealing his will, and that we can have confidence in the outcome of those steps and move forward based upon that confidence and don't second guess it. And what I'll try to portray here will be that a lot of times God says, here's my answer for the next step. And people tend to stop in the middle of the path and say, well, I better be sure. And I'm not sure. And did I really hear right? And maybe I need to stop and process, and I'm second guessing it all. And if I do that, I actually don't move any further. And I don't take the steps that God's asked me to take. He said, I already told you. And you can trust it. Let's go. So we got to talk about the confidence that we're relying on and that we'll get it. So let's go to this one interesting verse. This is in 1 John 5. 14 and 15.
It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked him.
So if we ask anything according to his will. Okay, I am to pray. I am to ask according to his will. My prayer is to be praying his will. Okay, if I'm going to pray according to his will, what must I know?
You need to know his will.
See, I have to know his will because he calls me to pray according to his will, which means I got to know his will. I can't pray according to his will if I don't know his will. And by the way, that's where most of our prayers are in the church. And if you listen in group prayers, particularly, you'll hear it. And we'll say, what do you want to pray? I want to pray that God does this, 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 and this. And then I'll say, do you know his will? What do you mean? I need him to answer these things. I said, well, he says for you to pray according to his will. Do you know his will?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. You know, and I'll give you an interesting example. When I was in, Linda and I were in Chicago, and we shared about that we, you know, became senior pastors, part-time senior pastors of a church that was collapsing. And they asked us to step in, and we had to pray. Okay, Father, what's your will?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, you know, yeah, make it all happen that I can do this. Or, you know what? I don't want to do it.
Right.
So, no, it was, okay, we have a situation here. We happen to be here.
Mm-hmm.
So it does involve us. What do you have to say about this? And he said, yes, I want you to, and do it part-time. And here's how I want you to approach it. And we said, okay, we heard it. Now we'll do it. And we, of course, we had to play it out. So we meet, I start meeting with the staff. I had a very large staff, 35 people. They didn't have any, what was called the priesthood of the believer. And the priesthood of the mm-hmm. believer is that the people who are part of the body are really very active in the ministry of the church. So, you know, they're doing, you know, youth group, and they're doing, you know, small groups, and they're doing, you know, celebrate recovery, and, you know, those kind of things. Well, this church had none of it. The staff was doing it all.
Okay.
And I already knew I got to introduce the priesthood of the believer to this church. Now this is cool. Why? Well, because that's what the scripture says.
Right.
See, it's not like, well, should I do that? He says, what do you mean, should you do that? That's how it works.
Right.
Yes. You know this. Yes. Now, I couldn't go say, I'm going to go do.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I got to introduce a priest or the believer. How do I do that? Now I have a question. What's
and by
will?
The way, God highlighted to you that that was the starting point, right?
That was the starting point.
Yes.
That's a beginning point. And now I'll work it with you, you know, step by step, take the steps, because it's very dynamic. And you can't just leap to do it because they don't even mm-hmm. know what you're talking about. So I'll have to educate them, and, you know, okay. And he gave me a way to do that. But so I met with the staff, and they weren't used to meeting, by the way. They were kind of running a country. It was a young church, by the way, a lot mm-hmm. of youth. It was single, 71% single, under the age of 31. And the staff mm-hmm. was similar. So they had never learned what it meant to, you know, be operating in a real church. And they kind of ran it as a country club. Mm-hmm. They didn't worry about showing up to work. They didn't return phone calls. They had their own bank accounts where they could just sign things and buy things without approval, which, by the way, why they're in financial trouble. I mean, so we had all kinds of stuff that we're working on. But one of which is, hey, we're going to meet and process. And I'm going to teach you to abide and follow God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll teach you individually, and then we'll apply it as a body of Christ. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to basically hold weekly meetings, and you're going to have assignments to get in the Word and learn this, and I'll show you. Okay. So we met the first time, and I said, well, why don't you all go around and just pray what you would like to pray before God?
Mm-hmm.
Let's all do it. And we're going to take 2 hours to do this. So go ahead and you start, and just you pray, and then the next person prays, and next person prays, and we're going to just see. I want to see where you guys are at. So they all do, and they pray, God, would you? God, would you? God, would you? They mm-hmm. all do that. Here's my list. God, would you? Okay. So then I met with them individually afterwards. Afterwards, over the next mm-hmm. week or so, and I said, you prayed this. Do you believe that you're going to have this happen? And they said, no. I said, what do you mean? Why not? Well, because most of the time it doesn't.
Mm.
We pray, but the answer is mostly no. And I guess that's the way it is. I said, yeah. I said, because you're praying without praying God's will. You don't even know what God's will is about this. And mm-hmm. I said, I got to teach you to back up a step and pursue God's will
right.
about the thing that you need help on, which is good. But we got to learn to hear what God's will is. And because once
right.
we pray it, it'll happen. Okay. So,
right. Well, pursue it and surrender to it, right?
And surrender and follow it and be obedient. And by yeah. the way, it's a step-by-step process. So then I take him to this verse and I said, okay, if you pray according to his will, now that means he's got to communicate his will to you. And actually, most of your time is to discover his will
mm-hmm.
and to know what the step is you're supposed to take next. And that's what we got to get clarity about is, okay, what is your will for my next step as I go toward resolution of this problem or this decision or this milestone that we talked about? And he says, if we pray according to his will, he hears us.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, if we know that he hears us, then we know that, got interference coming up. Hold on. Then we know, just got interference in my ear here. We know that what we pray will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in this cool little verse, if you pray according to my word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know then he'll fulfill what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, how cool is that? Now, interesting enough, he says, if you pray according to my will, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now think about this. He's listening. What is he listening for?
For us to ask and then surrender to his will.
To know his will.
Yeah.
So see, he's saying, I'm listening. Do you know my will? If you know my will, now I want you to move forward on my will with confidence. And I will fulfill the next step toward the answer, the resolution, or the overcoming the adversity that you now know will happen. Because I now have heard you know my will. Now, I'm listening and you don't know my will. I know you don't know my will. What does he have to do?
Then as long as we are continuing to seek, God's job is to help get us to knowing his will.
Yeah, because because think about how important this is, that are you there with knowing my will of the next step, that now with confidence you can move forward on what I'm going to now show you next. And you don't have to second guess it. You can have great confidence that you do, and it will start to happen because I'm leading you down the path. Just like we talked about with that developer, is that I know the next step. I know the will of your next step. I know the answer. I know now what to do next. I know what to do next. Until he finally got to a milestone that God said, I got you here. You can have confidence that I got you here. I listened to make sure that you followed the steps I was giving you.
Right.
And if you weren't, I was going to check you. I was going to encourage you to know you're not there yet. And stay with me. Stay with me until you know. So he says, the reason I'm listening is I want to verify that you know what I know.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what I know, which is okay, by the way, and there's mostly we don't know. We don't have clarity yet. We don't know exactly what the next step is. We have to get to that point, and it takes time to get there. He says, my job, God speaking to you, is to get you there. And if you're not there, think about it. The worst thing you can do if you're not knowing my will is to think you know my will. Because what will you do? Go off in a different direction. Or if you're not sure that I'm confirming that it's my will, you'll always second guess everything.
Right.
Is, yeah, I heard that, but you know, maybe not, you know, and, you know, did I hear it? You know, and I have a lot of people that are in that boat is they're actually hearing God's will, but they're wondering, maybe that was me. Maybe
right.
I don't know.
And they get paralyzed by the fear of not knowing. Right.
Yeah, and that because I'm not confident, and I think because I'm not really great at this, I probably don't know it and I probably messed it up. So I better stop and make sure. And God says, well, I've already told you, get going, let's go. And yeah, you're, and by the way, and we'll talk further about the beautiful way he does that is through unity. See, with you and your spouse, or you and another person, or you and your inner circle, let me give you the clarity that, yep, you got it. I've heard, I've listened. And if they don't have it, my job is to make it uncomfortable. Don't act yet. You don't have clarity, keep going. Or you have clarity, get going and move forward with confidence on that next step, because you can trust it. And by the way, he said, even then, you can be assured that if you miss something, I'll correct you. I will process this with you. And it's my job to keep you on that path. And all I need you to do is what? Have a heart to be on the path. But as you know, you come to a fork in the road and you find out the truth, take this step to the right, then I want you to take that step to the right. Here's my instruction to you. Why? I've heard it. I've confirmed it. And I want you to have confidence in it. And don't deny that what I've given you is true. And I want you with confidence now to move forward to the next step. Because he said, if I'm listening, are you praying according to my will?
Right.
And what are you praying? I believe you've said this, or you've shown me this, and I believe my next step is, am I hearing that right? What do you have to say about that? God will answer. I'll get you the answer. Don't worry. I'll make it. And by the way, what do you have? Peace, joy, unity. I'm going to give you all kinds of ways to verify it. And it doesn't bother me that you don't, see?
And if you're a little off, he promises he will guide us into all truth. So when our heart is to go there, he can course correct us as we go too, right?
I'll course correct you. And if you make a little mistake, don't worry about it. And again, keep thinking of, you know, we're supposed to have the life of a toddler is... You know, you have a toddler and the toddler just says, well, I'm going to go where you are because I like to be with you. And what do you have to say? And well, I want you to do this. And if they don't quite do it right or get it, what do you do? Let me correct you. They don't say, did I get it right? Did I get it right?
Right.
See, they don't even think that way. They just know if they don't get it right, you're going to correct them.
Mm-hmm.
We can trust God. And so it's not about, I have to do it perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, I trust it. But when I do have it, go forward with it and move right. forward with it. So that, like in the example we used last week with the developer, was that when the widow agreed and they agreed to a formula that worked for them,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't that, well, are we sure? And what if it's not right? And what if we can't, you know, fulfill this? And what if we don't have the right information? And, you know, maybe we shouldn't do the project, or you know, mm-hmm. maybe we should go a different direction. And God says, I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get going. Let's go.
Right.
What? Next step. Let's go to the next step with confidence.
Mm. Right. Right.
You're on the right path. I have confirmed you're hearing my will.
Mm-hmm.
You're hearing my will. Be confident in my will. You don't know the outcome yet, but take the next step. Be obedient mm-hmm. to what I tell you to do. Don't worry. We'll get there. And I want you to enjoy me and you doing this together.
Right.
So that as we look at God's will and taking these steps, we do have to come to a point where we say, I do understand it. I have confidence in the next step, in mm-hmm. the instruction to the next step, in the outcome of what happened. I'm going to move forward now with great confidence that I'm moving on the right way, and I'm on the right path, and I'm taking mm-hmm. the right step on that path. And now I just get to find out what happens next. And I keep in that process of, am I praying His will?
Right.
He's listening. If he hears that we are, he said, it's going to happen. Why?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of simple. You're on the right
path.
I
love that. Right, right.
And I'm going to deliver supernatural things to you on that path. And we're going to have great fun doing it, even mm-hmm. when it's sticky and when it's hard and when it's difficult and when it doesn't look like it's going to work. He said, I know. The key is, are you hearing? Are you praying my will? Mm-hmm. I'll confirm it. Let's go. Have confidence.
And let's walk. Yeah.
So let's walk. So Heavenly Father, we just pray that this simple little statement, if we pray according to your will, you're hearing us, you're listening. Are we praying your will? If we are, we said, then move forward because it's going to happen. If we aren't, you say, that's okay. Stay with me. I will clarify this for you so that you can pray my will. That's what I'm listening for. And so we pray that we'll practice that. We'll trust it. When we do have confirmation, we'll move forward with great enthusiasm without second guessing it and wondering, but we'll just let you fulfill it. And we praise you and thank you now. And may we learn the beauty of that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you for everyone for joining us today. If you have questions from today's broadcast, or even as we've gone through this example the last several days, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.